Republic, right, which is at the eastern end of the large marquee that we've built. There's a temporary, well, there's a permanent marquee on course, but at about the 250-metre mark of the straight, there is a huge temporary marquee.
Right.
There is an air-conditioned area
that
the TAB have set aside for the general public. Now, it's not necessarily easy to find, but look, if you find
you go for a wander.
You go for a wander, the TAB will have some ambassadors here explaining where it is and handing out maps.
Yep.
That will be a plum spot.
Okay.
It's in a marquee, it's air conditioned, there's food, drinks, EBTs, and it's really going to be a little bit of a hidden gem.
Okay.
So if people could just make a mental note of the fact that there's going to be a wonderful TAB facility available to the general public down the east.
At
about the 200-metre mark, and it'll look like it's a flash event and a formal event, and it will be.
The TAB's flash,
and this will be it's for the general punters to go in there and have a massive day in the lap of luxury.
Righto. So the gates open 11 tomorrow morning. First race at 1:20. We urge people to get along and be a part of it. The inaugural running of the $1 million Pages event, Hunter. It's going to be run at 4:20 tomorrow afternoon, but there's good quality racing right through the day. We're going to continue broadcasting from here until 1 o'clock today, but we are back in the morning. Ron Duffacy, who's celebrating his birthday today.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you get a birthday cake
for us? Is he 47?
He's 21, he reckons. but he's going to be on with us tomorrow morning from 6:30 with all the regular stuff all around Newcastle. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Andrew, can I just say thanks to the TAB and Sky teams for everything you've done. They've been a pleasure to work with, and we're looking forward to a massive day.
Let's hope for it. Good on you. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt Benson,
joining us, CEO here at Newcastle. A little break, and then we'll look at Gundagai and Canterbury Racing.
Racing HQ, brought to you by TAB's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Spring into spring with Clarendon Homes. Get $30,000 off your home and 27 upgrades for free till November 30. Clarendon.com.au. T's and C's apply. Now, Roselands, the M5 East. I don't need a truck breakdown. That's clear. Near Coolangatta Road, eastbound. Eastern Creek, Walgrove Road, two-car accident. Northbound Lane 3, approaching Wonderland Drive. And Bass Hill, Hume Highway. Lights blacked out due to power failure at Miller Road. This is impacting all directions there at the moment. At Subway, there's a range of 5 delicious Subway 6-inch subs available for just $5 each. All day, every day. Choose from leg ham, roast beef, pizza melt, tuna and mayo, or a veggie delight with Avo. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
The 2019 National Greyhound Draft is happening Sunday, November 17. It's simple, it's exciting, and it's affordable. For more info and to read Primary Securities PDS, which you should read before applying, head to 2019draft.com.au.
And bling it on, the comeback boys done it. Bring it on first, makes it a Hunter Cup and Victoria Cup double.
151.5, we knew it was going to be a spectacularly run Victoria Cup, but nobody could have predicted that. They've gone almost a second quicker than Lazarus.
He's so sound and, you know, he wants to do it. Beautiful, it's, you know, open bright, on no air check, no boots, no tongue tie, no earbuds, like he's just a professional.
Book your man to the comeback kid. Go to comedyequinefarm.com.au for a full list of stallions.
Shane Warne here to let you know Supercoach Fantasy BBL is back. The hits will be bigger, the bowling will be faster, and the banter will be world class. How do I know? I'll be part of it. And I don't care who you are, when it comes to a cheeky sledge, there's no holding back.
Ooh.
After all, there's cash up for grabs, and bragging rights too. So if you want to take on your mates, or you want to take on one of the greats, register today at supercoach.com.au, and together, let's bring back the banter.
Conditions apply.
For some people, just missing it means running onto the platform and the doors close, right in your face. For others, it's backing a horse who misses the kick by 3, that comes charging home and just misses by a nose. We're those people. And we're all happy that if your horse last run second or third in races 1-3 at Newcastle and Sandown this Saturday, TAB gives us a bonus bet back up to $50. TAB, long may we play.
Excludes SA and WA residents. TAB account fixed odds win bets only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Sky Sports Radio has Sydney's longest running radio program every Monday morning. Punters Postmortem can be relied on for the full summary of the Sydney and Melbourne Spring Carnival racing with Duffersey, Leicester and Mungie. Come and join the Punters Postmortem family Monday morning from 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Yes, and we're going to be looking in this next 25 minutes to Gundagai Snake Gully Cup Day and Night Racing at Canterbury. They're the two meetings we'll look at. And there's nothing else like a John Scorse, as I say, good morning to a Snake Gully Cup Day.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. It's outstanding to see this big money up from Racing New South Wales, and it's reflected in the fields, Andrew. One of the best days you can have at the races, Gundagai. A beautiful, picturesque little racetrack, and it's great for racing, and it's great for the public, too. They get some really good positions to watch the meetings, the betting rings undercover, and they really flock there. So $100,000 Gundagai Snake Gully Cup. What a cracker, Andrew.
Yeah, it is, and we're going to preview that. But let's look at the first race, mate, on this good four with fine weather down there. Taliano, number one, the favourite here, $3.90, along with number eight, Nowhere to Look. They're both at $3.90. And then out to La Santé, number two, at $5.50.
Andrew, I went 8-4-1-2. I'm with Brett Cavey. He brought a couple of nice maiden horses down, and I don't think he's brought them here for the sake of it either. You're going to hear this throughout the preview. A lot of these horses set for the day because, you know, the prize money is good, and you can't bring an underdone or average horse here. You'll just get run over. So I like the way this trial way back in March. Gee, she looked quite good there. We put her away after that, Cav. Debuting in an 1180 maiden. I'm very keen to look at her in the yard, but I'm sure he'll have her ready to go. For Awadi, for Dave Blundell on his home track, both the runs from this mare have been really good, and she's looked like she's needed both of them. Out of the 1180, certainly going to suit her. Watch for her late in the piece. The top weight, the favourite, Taliano, Michelle Russell, David's daughter, was good in all runs last preparation, went to Bendigo, beaten on the heavy at Albury, and look, this is the first time it's seen a firm track, but it can run well. And to La Santé, both his runs have been really good. Just worry about the gate. 8-4-1-2, terrific contest.
Race number two, a maiden over the 1,100. Brett Kavanagh down there with Richard Bensley. I got called Richard this morning by Aaron Bullock. Come on, Aaron. Denman Unlimited, number nine, the favourite at $2.60, being supported this morning. Number six, Larismo at $4. And number four, Brussels at $4.40.
I think Richard's been called Andrew a few times.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, look, 9-4-6-11. I nearly made this a good thing. Cav's second runner here, Denman Unlimited. Look, the three runs from this girl were terrific. Ran into Wunderbar at Gunnedah before a spell in May. And I had a couple of bob on this on Melbourne Cup Day, Wunderbar. One of the provincials after that win. So that's the right form. And sits up here in this $40,000 maiden. I think it'll take a power of beating from the right gate as well. Brussels has been good in all her runs, and I probably don't mind a drawn out away from the fence. You can get a bit ferocious, but her last run just found the worst part of the track, and Kudaloo's won out of the race that she beat home. The race was won by Corkra. She looks a big chance. A six is an interesting runner, Larismo for Mitch Beer. A nice lope to Vega mare, only got the one run in August on a heavy at Bendigo. So team really flying, and the inside gate, it's a real market watch. And 11 Euro Rhythmic with a bit of speed was okay on Melbourne Cup Day. Might just run them over though, Denman Unlimited. 9-4-6-11 in the second, Andrew.
And by the way, between 11:30 and 12 this morning, lots of interviews around Gundagai. Danny Williams, John O'Shea, Joe Cleary, Wayne Carroll, and just mentioned Mitch Beer. They're all going to be joining us between 11:30 and 12, previewing Gundagai today. Race three, the Class 1 Showcase race, and Backwater Trader number one is the favourite at $4.40, four Paris Lights at $4.60, and number six, Glamour Cruise at $5.50.
This is a terrific field, this class. 2714, going to give this another go, Ocean Hero. I made him a good thing at Corowara, and I was pretty happy when I spoke to Dan McCarthy pre-race, but that's where the happiness finished. He was never going to win in the run. I think he probably needed it, and he gets here out to 1180. I'm just going to back him to get to the right spot and maybe run them down at good value, but a ton of chances around him, Andrew. 7 Halo Warrior. Very impressed with his last run. He's got good gate speed as well, only lightly raced. He's going to put himself right there. Backwater Trader, I like coming back to 1100. He was just too keen in the run last time at Wagga, and the middle gate's probably good for him. And then Paris Lights for me with Tash Burley. She won a maiden with this way back in February, and resuming for Matt Dale. I'm keen to watch it in the yard. Look, chances even outside those tips, Andrew. Terrific field, 2714.
And at the moment, Ocean Hero is $9 there for Dan McCarthy. In race 4, the Class 1 showcase, Spanish Poet, number 2, the favourite at $3.90, only 10 cents in front of 5 Miss Geneva, which is currently at $4, along with number 8, Walingi.
Yeah, great field again. It's Class 1 over a bit more of a trip. 3.852. Going to give the Bluesmobile the nod here, Andrew. I've liked both of his runs this preparation. The 1400 run last time will fit him right up for this. I'm just a little bit query with him on the map, but Shawnee Geimer knows the place quite well, and he's in good form. So in a very open event, I'll go the Bluesmobile here. This looked terrific when it won, landed all the nice bets. Walingi with a smart man, Peter Morgan and Maddie Carr. They're a great combination. She could certainly go on with it the way she won. She seemed to win with a bit up her sleeve. 5 has got to be in there somewhere. Miss Geneva watched her win down our area last preparation as a 2-year-old. And the most recent run, runs at Albury and Bendigo have been sound. She'll be there somewhere. And the 2, Spanish Poet, will he needs to begin properly and probably lead. He's a real grinder. He was beaten on his he's beaten at the cow at Corowa, a race I thought he could have won with the right run. But look, he's right in the race as well. Again, the 4 of those could win the race. 3.852, Andrew.
To race 5 we go. Number 5, Elm Court here for Matt Dale. Currently at $3.70. 6, Ludace at $3.80. Again, only 10 cents between them. And number 12, Princess Cordalia at $5.
Got them all in the tips. 2, 5, 6, 3, 12. Just can't get away from her, Elm Court. I watched her the day she won at Albury when she won that showcase Class 1. She was dynamite that day and then went and backed it up in a really good Class 2, beating Plonka. More Euros ran third. The gate is a little bit of a worry, but from the 1180, you've got the run right down the back straight. So Brodie Loy will put the handlebars down, I'd imagine, on her. And as long as she doesn't have to do much, she's going to be the one they all have to beat. He looked impressive, this fella, Loud As. I just don't like the gate for him, Andrew. If he gets stuck back in along the inside, it'll be no good to him. But one of the best in the business, Matty Carl, to sort it out. If he just relaxes, he doesn't know too much about it, but by gee, he's got some ability. 3, Nick Anita, just hasn't gone her way. A number of times this girl found that track. It was so firm at the Golden, they just couldn't make up any ground. And she was last when they went 50 metres in that Guy Walder, and that was the end of the section. But she could certainly improve around Gundagai with the right run. Then you got little Princess Cordalia. Mitch Beard's got it firing on all cylinders now. A solid win last time at 1200 via a terrific ride. Not out of this at all in a really good Class 3. Kicks off the quadrilla as well, Andrew. 5, 6, 3, 12.
Yeah, these are all very competitive races. By the way, I mentioned earlier that it's Duff's birthday, Ron Duffy's birthday. It's just popped up that it's Mitch Manners' birthday as well. So happy birthday to you, young Mitch, calling Canterbury Racing tonight. Race 6.
And happy 60th to Duff as well, Andrew.
60th? Gee, you've given him up there, mate. Oh, geez, he'll be happy with that. In race 6, Monte Madura, number 4, is the favourite here at $3.40, over Esther Verda, number 12, at $5.50, and 7, Izzy Looking Good, $6.
Yeah, look, I think he's the best bet of the day, Monty Majura. Andrew, 4-7, 12 and 8. He broke my heart on Melbourne Cup. They backed him. Just left the fence and the leader gold got up and nailed him at the mile. His last two have been at the mile. I actually like him coming back in distance. He'll get up on top of the speed, and he's got one drawn inside him. He could probably take it up in Funky Farm. So I thought if he finds outside Funky Farm in the run, he was just too strong here. He's got a lot of weight, but they all have in this scale of race. I just like the way he's going. I think he's too good. Seven, the main danger. Is he looking good? This is better for two runs. He's got a bit of potential, this horse, and he'll enjoy the gate and a bit of speed. I think he's just going to continue to improve fitness-wise this prep, and he's got a bit of talent as well. 12, well, Esther Verdi, well, she was in two races. Bit of a tough watch at Kembla Grange last time, but look, she's a pretty much a talented girl, and gets here with the blinkers for the first time. So he means business, Sir Kurt, today. And 8, I thought, was best of the rest in June Amar. Just like he's got a tick everywhere, Monty Majura, for a special 7-12-8, Andrew.
Righto, the $100,000 Forex Gold Snake Gully Cup is race 7 at 5-5. Don't Give a Damn, number 1, is now 270. In the last hour, it's gone 290, 280, now 270. Number 10, Love One, down there for John O'Shea at 440. Lady Moronton, number 9, at 750. 7 Up Trumps at $9. And 4 Levy Bank for Gratz Vella at $9.50. And Viceroy's in the market with Luke Pepper at $11. Don't Give a Damn, the favourite for the Snake Gully Cup.
Andrew, you can hardly put the line through any of these horses. So look, I made it 9, 10, 1 and 4. Always been in her corner, Lady Moron. And the gate is a little bit sticky, but I feel if they really run and she gets a bit of a cart or a bit of cover somewhere, I just think with 54, she's going to finish really strongly third up from a spell today. But as I said at the top, many of these could win it. But I'm going to go Lady Moronton. This has got to be in there. John O'Shea's mare, Loved One. It's got the right gate. Comes here third up from a spell. I think he wants to put his stamp on this race, Jono. And he's brought the right mare here. Look, the top weight, Don't Give a Damn. He's frightening, isn't he? He's got a nice middle gate. He's third up. Both of his runs have been terrific and much harder. So, look, the 60.5 is not a concern. If he gets the right run, he'll take a power of running over. And Levy Banks, she's just such a talent. She's so good fresh. Hopefully she doesn't give them too much start. She can be a bit of a concern at the gate. But, again, plenty of chances outside those. Terrific field, the cup, as you'd expect, Andrew, for the money. 9, 10, 1, 4.
Righto, and the last race, the Snake Gully Flying. Number 3, Clear the Beach down there for Greg McFarlane at $2.60 a tab right now. 10, Evie's Miss at $6, and 2, Demonstrate at $6.50.
Yeah, look, I went 10, 3, 8, and 2, Andrew. Gee, this, I had a job to do at Canberra last time. There was a ton of money for it too. It was about 8 to half its price, even under. Sat deep, but just kept going, and it was nailed the last little bit by Caccini and Hardcore. Caccini won a terrific race last Saturday in a benchmark race in town. So I just thought from a middle gate, gets Jeff Penzer on, might make the difference. Gets the right run from where she's drawn. I'll go with her. 3 Clear the Beach was terrific first up in that 900. It gets here to the right race and a good gate, Clear the Beach as well, Andrew. Who's riding Clear the Beach, Andrew?
It is Matt Carl.
Oh, Matty Carl. Right, not a bad man.
Good replacement. Yeah.
Yeah, 8, it's got to go into Cooker Cottage. 2 from 2 at the track and trip this girl. And look, her last run was in June at the Caulfield, but she's a pretty classy girl, and she could have the last say here. And the 2 Demonstrates. Only had one run since Gary Turgut was taking it over, certainly on the improve. Good race to finish off. 10, 3, 8, and 2, the last.
Righto, so they're the races, each race. What about a best bet? Was it back in race 6?
Race 6, number 4 horse. This day fellow, Monty Majura, I think will put himself in the right spot, Andrew, and I think he'll be too good today. So race 6, number 4, my best from Gundagai on a fabulous program.
Good on you, John. We'll talk to you on the whip around. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
John Scores on the way to Gundagai for State Gully Cup Day. We're going to preview Ballina, get some best bets and quaddy tips with Gary Cleese on the whip around after 11. Right now, we're going to focus in on night racing. The Kia Night Racing Series is back at Canterbury tonight, beginning at 6:15. And Ray Hickson from Racing New South Wales joins us. Morning, Ray.
Good morning, Andrew. Nice to have night racing back. It's always a good night out, and we've got a good meeting to kick us off tonight.
And it begins at 6:15, and we've got a real shorty here for Waller and McDonald. Big Boy Roy, number four, $1.35 right now over Corporal, number one at $3.90.
I'm going to go the other way to what the market suggests, Andrew. My numbers are 1, 4, 3, and 6. Look, Big Boy Roy might well come out and win. I like the fact that Corporal's got the blinkers on the first time. He hit the line really nicely last start at Newcastle in what looked like a handy enough maiden. And he's drawn to be right on the back of Big Boy Roy. And I just feel like he's going to be able to ambush him. Andrew, I just don't really like to run in at $1.30 or $1.40 in the first race of a meeting. I'm not sure anybody does. So I just think that Tommy Berry will be able to have Big Boy Roy's back, peel out. And I think Corporal's got a little bit of a turn of foot to pick him up. So one on top, Corporal from four, Big Boy Roy. He's $1.40. He's run six placings from seven starts. My worry with him, Andrew, is he's just been out-muscled when the going's got tough in all three runs back. So that's the concern when you're taking such a short price. Three, Litchfield, can run a place, and six, Lucky Imperador, will improve on what he did last start. He ran okay behind Corporal a couple of runs back. But 1, 4, 3, 6 to kick us off.
Righto, race two over the 1550. Number nine, Starla, in the last hour has gone 2.15 to $1.85. The scratching here, number seven, Irish Angel. So Starla now $1.85, six, Earth Song at $2.90, and five, Diamonds and Rust at $7.
Yeah, I think the scratching's got a little bit to do with that. I think Irish Angel was the third pick, and I'm going to go away from the favourite here. I really enjoyed the first up run of Earth Song, number six. My numbers are 6, 9, 5, and 1. Earth Song made her first up run in a really strong maiden at Newcastle back a couple of weeks ago, won by Rock O'Clock. She settled right back towards the tail of the field from an outside barrier and steamed down the outside to be beaten less than half a length. She's got gate two, Karen McAvoy, and up to 1550 in a smaller field. I can see her positioning right on the back of the speed, and I think if she runs up to that first up run, she's going to be very hard to hold out. So Starla number nine, look, I'm not surprised she's favourite, but gee, Glenn Munsey might well have a statue being built to this horse. She's been beaten at $1.80.
There's a few of those being built at the moment.
Oh, there's a few statues in TAB headquarters, yeah. She's gone under at $1.80, $1.85, and she was $2.80 out to $3.50 last start at the Kensington track on Melbourne Cup Day. Again, like Big Boy Roy, she could quite easily win, but gee, she's been costly. Five Diamonds and Rust is probably your leader based on the trial win recently, and one oxidisation in for fourth. She's had a few chances, but look, another placing isn't out of her capabilities. But six to beat 9, 5, and 1 in race two, Andrew.
Righto, race three, the fast lane karting sprint here, and number eight, Miss Spiteful, for Waterhouse on Bot, $2.30. The Toppy for Godolphin's $4.20. The 10 Indigenous is at $5.50, and La Cosmo number five is at $6. The scratchings in this race confirmed 4 and 13.
Again, I'm going to go away from the favourite. Miss Spiteful is definitely the horse to beat on a handy debut, but gee, my numbers are 1, 8, 5, and 9. Auxon number one. If there was a 3 and not a 13 in its barrier, I'd suggest this is a good thing. He's four starts last preparation. He debuted running third behind Microphone and Pretty Brazen, beaten 3/4 of a length. Went around in a couple of Blue Diamond lead-ups, only beaten a couple of lengths, and then was a beaten favourite at Sale at his fourth start. Back to Sydney. His trial at Warwick Farm last week was really nice. He sat up on the pace and just did really well. I expect him to go forward from the wide alley and probably sit outside Miss Spiteful, or even if he can get a nice little tag behind something else. If he gets a nice run, Andrew, I think he'll be very hard to beat, number one. 8, Miss Spiteful, chased home Dorothy of Oz. who goes around a bit later on at her first start. She was a big drifter there and still ran well. I expect she'll be improved. 5 La Cosmo, desperate to win a race, just really seems to bump into a progressive one or two and might well have done again. And number 9, Ajayeb, I want to keep safe. It's probably worth watching the market on this filly. She's by Snitzel out of Augusta Proud, costs $875,000. The two trials have been okay. 1, 8, 5, and 9 in race 3, Andrew.
Righto, race 4, the Total Canteen Solutions Handicap, Joe Pride, or by the way, in this race, the scratching is number 7, Don and Kim, who's coming up here to run at Newcastle tomorrow. Live the Moment, number 5, 3.40 right now, just 10 cents in front of Soldier of Love that runs here at 3.50, and Bullet Fly at 4.20.
Yeah, it's obviously important to note the Soldier of Love runs here in preference to a race tomorrow at Newcastle, so... I was one of several people who backed Soldier of Love at the Kensington track on Melbourne Cup Day and wanted another two strides. Numbers here, 2, 5, 1 and 8. Soldier of Love gets a similar sort of run here. Rachel should be able to tuck him in nicely, third on the fence or thereabouts. He's had the three runs back. They've all been excellent. I think he can get the job done this time. 5, Live the Moment, the Logical Danger. He's a little bit the same. He's had a few races there where he's... you know, looked likely to win or had every chance to win and just hasn't been able to put them away. Joe Pride's gone for the blinkers first time here, so that might be significant. 1, Chocolatier, I think, will run a nice race first up. It usually does. And Bullet Fly, number 8, comes through the same race as Live the Moment last start, where he led and ran fourth. So I'll go pretty close to the market. 2 to beat 5, 1 and 8, Andrew.
Righto, talking with Ray Hickson, previewing Canterbury, the return of night racing tonight beginning at 6.15. The Schweppes' race 5 over the 1900. In this race, the scratching is 9, Kentucky Tornado. 4, California Firebird is currently at 3.50. 6, Brilliant Mine at 3.90. And Zor Conic, number 1, at 4.40.
Well, if there's a race tonight that I don't have a great deal of confidence in, it's this one. I'm going to go with the horse I think that we are going to know what we're going to get from. The numbers are 1, 7, 4 and 3. Zor Konig, number 1, he'll probably lead them. He led all the way to win the Bathurst Cup 3 starts ago. He tried to lead all the way at Gosford over the 1900 metres last start and was just nailed by Zoraida in the last couple of strides. So I just think he's going to roll to the front. Billy Owen will do his best to rate the horse well. He gets in well with the claim, with the extra 3 kilos off, and he'll just run a good race. He's no good thing. He's probably a horse, if you're going to back him each way. But he's one of those horses that we know what we're going to get. Number 7, Di Valera, I think, will be a big improver, Andrew. He was only beaten 2 lengths first up from a couple of months off at Hawkesbury. If you go back sort of middle of the year, he was racing really consistently up around this distance range, and I'd expect him to improve here. 4, California Firebird. Not surprised, his favourite. He's been consistent without winning. He just seems to lack that winning little edge at the end of his races. And 3, Stardome's a similar sort of horse. He won well at Kembla, although narrowly last start. He's a bit of a one pacer. He'll appreciate the 1900. And if it's a staying test, well, he'll be strong late. But 1 on top, 7.43. Unfortunately, it's the first leg of the quaddy, Andrew, and might have to take a few there.
Okay, so 1, 7, 4, and 3. Race 6 over the 1,200. The scratchings here are 4 and 5. Dorothy of Oz, number 9, the favourite, 3.10. 7, Special Snap, now 3.30. And Priscillica, number 2, now 4.40 with those scratchings.
This is probably the best race in the day as far as competitiveness and you know, a few nice horses clashing. The numbers here, 7, 2, 3 and 9. And with Special Snap, the Godolphin filly from the inside barrier, prepared to forgive her last start. She was hard in the market in the race won by Rule the World, who's obviously favourite for the Spring Stakes at Newcastle tomorrow. She basically dropped out the back from the outside barrier. The winner was on the pace. She hooked wide, made a nice run down the outside, but was never going to win. I still think it was a good run under the circumstances. She comes back to 1,200 metres in a race where it looks like there's a little bit of speed on. And I think, you know, if you've been supporting her recently, it's worth having another go here. So 7 on top, 2, Brasilica. A little bit frightened of her. She's coming off a bleed back at Canterbury on July the 3rd when she was a beaten favourite. She's trialled quite nicely in open company, and she showed promise in her first couple of starts, so I want to be wary of her. 3 Invinciano, I was on her last start when she was nailed by Blazing Miss in the last stride, and I'm a little reluctant to get off, but she'll give you a good sight. And number 9, Dorothy of Oz,